Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Tina from Local Splash calling for Joel.
Thanks, Joel. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Joel. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. I was actually following up regarding your account and the past due payment. It looks like we're still having trouble processing it.
Yeah, well, you guys are still having trouble. I canceled it because you guys never couldn't do nothing for me. So it's been canceled.
Oh, you know what? I think that's what the problem is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 29th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. I see that you sent a text on 11/3, 4 days after the account was past due. And naturally, we can't close an account with a past due payment. But the good news is you're catching it in time because come November 29th, that'll reoccur to 398, and it will continue to do so until this settles. But what do you mean when you say we haven't done anything? Have you been on your dashboard?
I've been paying you guys for about 6 months. I've been paying 6 months, and you guys haven't done anything. You guys can't figure it out. So I'm pretty much just giving you guys money for free and nothing coming in return. And then I actually had made a new Google account. And then I had shared it with you guys where you could do something with it, and that got canceled too. So, I mean, I just hate paying you guys money for nothing. And then seeing now these all late fees and all this other bullshit here. Sorry,
it's just the regular.
Well, I understand payment. But still, it's not a late fee, but it's a payment for what? For what? If there's, you guys haven't done nothing in 6 months, except for taking my money. You understand what I'm saying? It makes me angry, you know?
I understand.
When I first signed up with you guys, the sales rep guy said, yeah, we'll have it in within a month. Okay, well, 6 months later, nothing.
All I do is collect the failed payments.
I do understand that totally, but I'm just totally frustrated.
No, thank you
and
for... I want to know this so that I can communicate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm a small guy. I'm a small business guy here in town, and work's been pretty slow as it is. And then I'm just paying you guys money for something to hopefully I can get more business and 6 months still, and I just paying out of pocket and nothing to show for it.
So do you know what the holdup has been? Have you been doing the video verification and then it's not being accepted or something like that?
Yeah, they've done all that. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. They just said they're trying it and it's been denied. Keep on telling me it's been denied and denied and denied. Okay. So let's start a new page. I started a new page and it worked. It got confirmed. So I shared it with the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what they did to it, but that got shut down too. So I'm like, okay, well, shoot.
You created in May? I see client added us as a manager, or have you created a new one more recently?
No. That's the one in May that I gave them.
That you gave us. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Past Google business page suspended. Client opted for a new Google business page to be created and live video verification enabled. Google unable to assist or provide live video verification option until client attempt a video verification or any other option. See Google's email informed account manager to let client know via chat. Oh, okay. So let me ask James what option is available. And if you complete that, it looks like they're going to get this verified. And then if there is an old one out there that wasn't verified, they can merge them together and then delete the old one.
So what it was that the first one I had, that one had got flagged for something, I guess. I'm not sure why, but I had it for, before it got it flagged, I had it for about two, almost 3 years.
Okay.
I'm not sure. So from those 3 years, that they just flagged or did something. I paid another company to do the same thing and for a year, and then they couldn't do it either. I mean, I paid them for a year to try to do it, and then I just said, you know, screw it and just forget about it. And the guy that was working for them company just said, well, let me try something here. I won't charge for it, this and that. And he eventually did something, and it went through with a new one. And I shared it with you guys to see if they could just, you know, use that one. And last time I heard of it, that one got canceled too, or got shut down or something like that. And I told the lady, if they ain't going to have it, just make a new one. And I gave them the videos. I showed them, gave them copies of my business license, my, you know, whatever they were asking for. I did all that. And she called me back and just gives me a little bit. Sometimes I have to call them to give me a little updates. I said, well, we're still working on it. We're still working on it. I goes, well, that's the story you guys been giving me since day one.
Yeah. You know, usually if Google communicates with us that there's something going on with a verification, it takes like 7 or 10 days to get communication back. It shouldn't be taking this long. But one thing you said is that you hired another company in the past that couldn't do it either. And then we created one, and then, or you added us to the first one initially, and then you created a second one. And all of that will throw red flags with Google.
The first one I only had one, and that one got that one had got flagged, right, or whatever the hell they call it. And I just wanted to keep that one because I had a bunch of, you know, already pictures and reviews, you know, all 5-star reviews and all that stuff on it. So I wanted to get that one back going. So the last guy was trying to keep it going, and so was this guy and your guys. And I said, well, they couldn't figure it out on like a third month mark. So I said, all right, well, this is do a new one, okay. Well, the other guy ended up just doing a new one. So when I talked to the lady from you guys' company, I said, well, here, I got a new one already made. And she goes, oh, okay, good. And I ended up having it shared to her. And then they did, I'm not sure what they were going to do with it. And it got flagged too. So then the lady called me back and said, well, we're just going to have to make another one. And I said, that's fine with me too. I mean, whatever it takes to go. And that, you know, that's the month I was telling her. I was telling you, well, I wanted to shut it off then. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give you another month and see what happens. And then nothing happened. So I said, you want to just do one more month? And I'm like, wow. I'm like, you know, okay. I mean, I'm like, I was slow as work. So my money's tight and I'm trying to get on that damn thing and I'm just paying you guys but no results.
And
we're half the year already and still no results.
So here's what I would recommend, only because James is communicating with me that you have to do the video verification. Also, he sent a management invite to you for that new page that was created. So what I would suggest is do those
steps. I mean,
because
I've been checking my emails and everything. I haven't got anything from anybody. There's a lady, I forgot her name, she's the one that calls me every 2 weeks or something. I think she tries to give me an update.
I think her name's Joyce.
Yeah, and still nothing.
Okay.
So
is your email joelgonzalez.overhead@gmail.com?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
And Joyce and them, they ended up having making another email too. So I have another email that you guys should have. That they told me to make, your company told me to make, so we made that email for something else. I don't know what it was for, but, and so I don't even know they were sending me the info on that page or on that email address. But.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that you get these new emails that James just sent you. He sent you
Yeah, that's my main email, so I should be able to get that, you know.
Okay, yeah, he sent you one that says action needed, Joel start Google video verification, and then also a second one with a management invite to the page. What I would suggest is since you've already paid us, I think you paid us for like 3 months. Let's see, 3 months, and it's not verified yet, and I know that this would be the fourth month. What I could do is I could put 4 service credits on here for you every other month. So that means that if you decide to continue, you would get 4 months for free. So you would, you know, still have to pay the October 29th payment. You don't have to pay that today, of course, but you'd pay that, and then your next month would be free. You'd pay in December, January would be free, so on and so forth. So I could put those 4 months.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but I just want
credits.
Well,
what
months,
I'm trying
to
do is compensate you for the time that you've been, like, working on this, because it's very frustrating. I can definitely understand what you're saying, Joel. And then, but I also don't want you to take those 3 months of payments that you paid and just throw that money down the toilet. Because if you stop now and Google is saying, you know, let's do a fresh video verification on the new page and, you know, send the management invite. And if you just decide to throw in the towel on it, then, like I said, it's going to be like you just throw everything down the toilet that you've already paid. And I don't want that to happen either. You know, I'd rather have you get some value out of it, which is why I'd like to give you those service credits on here, just to kind of compensate you for it taking, you know, longer than usual. Because once it does get verified and published on the first page, that's where your phone's going to explode and it'll be ringing with new customers, because most people will hire off the first page of Google, right? But our hands are tied also until you do that video verification. And remember, there was a note here that said that they requested to do a live video, and it said that option's not available until he tries the regular one. So it could be that you do the regular video and you upload it this time and Google accepts it. I've seen that happen before. Or it could be that they deny it and then they make that live video available to you. But either way, we would be in communication with you just so that, you know, we get this done, because, you know, I don't want you to, you know, just keep spending money and not getting it done. You might as well at least get what you're paying for. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
if you're
then,
open
I mean,
to that,
I'll
can apply it for you.
Yeah, that's fine. I get a check on Friday, so I can call, or you can call me back on Friday and I'd pay that October or whatnot.
Yeah, if you like, Friday is, let's see, November 14th. I could take the new card information now and just send the invoice up for Friday. That way we can just take care of it
all
then.
Yeah, we can do it that way. I don't have the card on me now because I'm at my house. My wife has it. She's shopping, so.
Okay. Okay.
But if you just call me back on Friday, we could just do it then.
Okay. And please, if you have any questions on those emails that were sent, you've done the video before, you've actually done the adding us as a manager before, so it should be like, you know, old nature to you. But of course, if you hit any glitches and you have a problem, call me and I can get you over to the verification department and they'll walk you through it. This guy James that's chatting me right now, he is amazing. I've had people that have had Google business profiles getting, you know, suspended and appealed for like a year and a half, and then he gets involved and within a couple of weeks everything's fine and verified. So I was so glad when he was the one that responded to me, because he will definitely make sure that you're in the best hands. So I'll text you my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. Okay. So that way, you know, if you need me, you can just, you know, say transfer to Tina to the voice system or put in my extension and it'll ring to my desk, and then I can, you know, get you to that department if you need it.
Okay.
Okay, so I think we have a good game plan, so I'll call you on Friday, and of course, if anything changes, you can reach out to me as well, okay?
Okay, and I'll check my email as soon as I get to my shop tomorrow morning.
Yes, and I'm sure you'll see the emails fresh in your inbox because he just sent them now, but if for some reason they're not there, check your filtered mail too, because we send from a very large Gmail server, so sometimes they go into the filtered mail.
Okay, will do.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Okay, I'll talk to you on Friday. You're very welcome. Have a great rest of the week, and thank you for explaining that all to me. Appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.